A peer review panel of outside experts told the Transbay Joint Powers Authority the cutting of weld access holes may have weakened the steel and caused it to crack over Fremont Street, shutting down the $2 billion terminal. MTA Director of Transportation Ed Riskin, who's on the Transbay board, says it's too soon to say for sure.
They clearly stated that they don't know exactly what the root cause is, but it seems like they're kind of narrowing down, very close to the area and the cause, and I think we'll know that within the month.
And within a month, they may be able to announce a timeline to shore up the beams and reopen the terminal. Authority Executive Director Mark Zabana says the newly proposed fix is to bolt supporting plates above and below the cracked girders.
That could cover several causes, and so we should be able to go along with it with the fix while we determine the cause, and more importantly determine what other areas in the transit center that we need to investigate to make sure that's structurally sound before we can open it to the public.
In the meantime, the public must keep using the old temporary open air terminal. In San Francisco, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.